I'm Marisa Waddell with you on Issues and Ideas. The San Luis Obispo Symphony concert season is underway, with the second concert coming this weekend. And the search is on for the symphony's new music director. The second conductor of five will be auditioning for the position this weekend. Maestro Jose Luis Novo is with me. And David Hamilton is here, too. He's the president-elect of the symphony's board and head of the search committee. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you for having us.
Hi, Marisa. It's nice to see you again.
Well, it's a pleasure. David, how do you feel the search process and the auditions are going so far?
Actually, they're going really quite well. Other than a few hang-ups with airline flights, it's gone really smoothly. Everybody who has participated and had opportunities to meet the candidates thus far have really enjoyed their experience.
And remind me, how many conductor candidates did you start with?
133 applicants. And we narrowed it down to the best five, we felt. So
you're in good company, Jose Luis.
I think so.
Well, tell me how you've become acquainted, or you've been starting to become acquainted with the orchestra and this community.
Well, to be honest, I didn't know that much about this community. I realized that they were looking for a new music director, and that kind of piqued my curiosity, and then I started doing some research, and then I thought, I should apply. This seems like a really good place. I'm discovering now that I was right, and so I feel like I won the lottery, being one of the five candidates among all those 130 people that applied.
David, you've been introducing Jose Luis to lots of people.
Yes.
What are the other ways that you're getting to know Luis?
Me personally, or as an organization?
And the group.
Most of the events are designed around particular groups. For example, you've got the executive committee, you have the board of directors, then we set up other events with just the staff, music education department, and youth symphony conductors. We have events with just the search committee. We have events with just certain donors after the concert. So we kind of try to break them up into their little areas of expertise and give each of them a real opportunity to talk to Jose Luis and the other candidates about that particular area they're involved with, like music education. You know, if we put everybody, you know, all 40 people in a room, we wouldn't learn much about him. By kind of separating the little groups and doing it that way, we're allowed to be a little more intense with our questions and have a little more focus on that particular area.
And Jose Luis, you're currently music director of the Binghamton Philharmonic in New York and also the Annapolis Symphony in Maryland?
Yeah, when I applied for the job, I was still music director in Binghamton. I finished last season. That was my 13th season, and I planned it that way. So currently, I'm only music director of the Annapolis Symphony in Maryland.
Okay.
And I'm also associate conductor, resident conductor of the Eastern Music Festival in North Carolina. I've been there since 1999, but that's just through the summertime.
Uh-huh. Okay, tell me a little bit more about that festival.
That's a festival that has a long tradition in the education of young musicians in this country, and it's almost 60 years old. It's a festival that is oriented especially to develop symphonic music. So there are three orchestras, one of professional musicians and two of students. And I conduct one of the student orchestras. The artistic director of the festival is Gerard Schwartz. And I've been with this festival, as I mentioned, since 1999. I have now people everywhere where I go, I've worked with. And actually, here in the orchestra in San Luis Obispo, the assistant French horn player played with me at the Eastern Music Festival back in 2009. So that tells you that I've had the chance to work with so many young people now that I can look back and see where they are all spread out the world, actually.
Thousands of young people.
Yeah.
So you have this experience, and you're from Spain, and you studied in Brussels and at Yale. What makes you want to come to San Luis Obispo?
Well, this is a beautiful place to live in, to enjoy weather, nature, to make good music. You have a beautiful concert hall. So far, I've been very impressed with the San Luis Symphony organization. When we are applying for a job, we are also auditioning the orchestra that we apply to. And I have to say, I've gone through a few of these music director searches through my career. And so far, the San Luis Obispo Symphony has been one of the best ones in terms of clarity of vision, organization, and the way they have mapped out what they need and who they are looking for. So that has impressed me.
You're a violinist. Tell me what attracted you to conducting.
Well, I was always attracted to conducting ever since I was little. I think that I remember my first reactions to listening to music was moving my hands. And I thought, this must be something important to pay attention, because otherwise my body wouldn't be doing that. But when I was little, so I thought I would love to conduct, but I didn't really know what it took. My father was a pianist, so he used to play piano at home every day, and I used to listen to him. And I remember at some point telling him, I would love for you to teach me how to play the piano, because I loved listening to him playing. And my father was very elusive all the time, because he thought that that was not a good career path for me. But I was very stubborn, and I really loved music, so I kept insisting until the point where my father didn't really want to teach me piano. So I told him, why don't you sign me up at the conservatory and then I can learn? So I did that. And then when I had to sign up for an instrument, the piano class was full. So I had been waiting already long enough for me in my thoughts. So the violin class, there was room and there was a very good teacher. So I thought I should sign up for violin. And that's the philosophical reason of why I started as a violinist. But in the end, it was all a great thing, because as a violinist, I ended up playing in symphony orchestras at actually very early age. And that's where I really reinforced my desire to become a conductor, because I was doing a lot of that already from the concertmaster seat, leading orchestras, and it sort of evolved very naturally into becoming a conductor, because I guess it must be part of my genes.
You're listening to Issues and Ideas. I'm Marisa Waddell, and my guests are Jose Luis Novo, who's a music director candidate and will be conducting the San Luis Obispo Symphony this coming Saturday evening at 8 o'clock at the Performing Arts Center on the Cal Poly campus. And I'm also talking with David Hamilton, who's the board president-elect and head of the search committee for a new music director for the symphony. About half of what the symphony does is education. You have youth orchestras and children's concerts and the music van and school outreach. What is your vision for the symphony's education program?
I think a lot of what the symphony is doing in the educational department is very good. So my vision would be to keep all the good stuff that the symphony is doing and then try to expand it and try to add new elements that you can bring on. As in everything, this rapidly changing society needs always to be updated. It's like software. I think it's wonderful that the symphony is doing already so many things, because it proves that it's very well connected with the community, and it is actually indeed creating the audience for the future. That is something that doesn't happen otherwise. The music programs in schools are shrinking. I think that the more we develop programs with schools, the more likely we are going to be able to keep this art form alive and to better the lives of the community that we live in, because we don't do this. I mean, we could think that we do this as performing artists for our own pleasure, but we don't. We do this so that we communicate the greatness of music to the people that we live in. It's like sharing. I mean, it's in some ways like social media. You are not on Facebook because you like yourself. You are on Facebook because you want to find out what everyone does and what you have in common with other people. This is the same. We do music because we love to share music making with all the people that we want to share our lives with. So music education is one of the most important aspects.
David, tell me some of the other things that the music director would do outside of conducting the orchestra.
Being involved with music education, being involved in fundraising, you know, working with sponsors and donors is a big aspect of the job as well. You know, symphonies don't survive on ticket sales. Symphony survives through the generous donations of its patrons.
Jose Luis, what do you think you might bring to the San Luis Obispo Symphony that others might not?
I bring a wealth of experience. I've pretty much been doing this all my life since I was little. I have dedicated my life to music because music is my passion. I think that I could not live without music, and I'm eager to share that with other people and kind of tell them why I think that music is so great and why the arts enhance our lives in a way that other disciplines don't. I have a cultural background that is very diverse, and I think that this fits well with this community. I have a strong, obviously, Hispanic background that I think also fits well with this community. To me, it feels like a good fit. But basically, in the end, it's all about chemistry. And I think that so far we have had a couple of rehearsals with the orchestra, and I feel that the musicians are responding very well. But the last trial will obviously be how well the concert goes. And that will be one of the most important elements on judging whether we make a good team. So far, I want to think that we do. So we'll see how it all ends up.
Tell me about your job as a music programmer. How do you choose what an orchestra might play?
Well, that's one of my favorite parts of the job. Programming is like, if you're a cook, is preparing the menu for your guests. You want to impress them, and you want them to enjoy every single thing. But at the same time, you want to be original and you want to put your stamp on the menu. And for me, programming is all about finding the right combination of pieces. And I like a lot finding a theme about the program that you are doing, or even more so about the whole season that you are doing, because this brings the music into a much wider context and it brings the audience along. It creates interest for the audience to find out more about the music that you're performing and also about the subject that you are investigating. And the program that we are doing this weekend has to do a lot with how music serves as a national vehicle of communication. We are doing three big pieces. The first piece is by the American composer George Whitefield Chadwick. It's a short overture called Jubilee, which is part of four symphonic sketches. Then the second piece is the Edward Elgar Cello Concerto with Sara San Ambrogio as the soloist. And then the big piece of the program is Jean Sibelius' Second Symphony. When the San Luis Obispo Symphony contacted me after I was selected as a finalist, they gave me the Elgar Cello Concerto because that had to be organized ahead of time. They said, this is your soloist and the piece that she has chosen, and we would like for you to make a program around that. So my idea was kind of putting this together from that perspective. Elgar, obviously, is a great British composer that kind of developed the British. He actually put England back into the map after many years of not being very musical at all. I'm talking about the Brits. And Sibelius, in many ways, did exactly the same thing with his native country, Finland. And in the States, obviously, we could have chosen many people. We could have chosen Copland, Ives, Barber, Gershwin, tons of great composers. But I liked exploring some of the ones that are not as well known, because that's also one of the things I like doing in programming, is presenting things that are not as well known, but I think they are great. That's like going back to the cooking, is putting your touch of a little spice that nobody knows what it is, but then when they taste, they think, oh, this tastes great.
I'm impressed that you have Sara San Ambrogio on the program. She's a Grammy winner. She's most famous for her work with the Eroica Trio. Have you worked with Sara San Ambrogio before?
I've worked with her once with the Eroica Trio. We performed the Beethoven Triple Concerto almost 10 years back with another orchestra. And we had a wonderful experience. So when I was told that she was going to be the soloist in my program, I thought, great.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
David, what can we expect for the remainder of the season with the symphony?
Well, I think we can expect to see still some outstanding candidates leave the orchestra. It's almost like you get to see a different side of a coin every single time.
So three more concerts after this weekend and three more candidates. Tell me about contact information, where people can find out more about the candidates and about the symphony.
Yeah, on slowsymphony.org, go to the website. Usually what we do is we put out a little interview piece with each candidate about a week or so before their first visit. But go to the website, slowsymphony.org.
And that symphony concert is this weekend. It's on Saturday night at 8 o'clock at the Performing Arts Center in San Luis Obispo. Conductor Jose Luis Novo leading the San Luis Obispo Symphony. Thank you so much, both Jose Luis and David Hamilton, for coming and talking with us today.
Pleasure.
You're listening to Issues and Ideas. I'm Marisa Waddell.